This is KUT. It was a hot and dry summer in Central Texas, and now that Labor Day is here and August is behind us, KUT's Mose Bouchel thought he'd check on how the Highland Lakes have held up.
Storms and floods this spring brought devastation, but they also pulled the reservoirs out of the worst of Texas' longstanding drought. By July, the Highland Lake reservoirs were 78% full. Then came a hot, dry August. Lake storage dropped 3%. David Walker is manager of river operations at LCRA. He says levels would have dropped more, but there were conservation policies in place to keep water in the lakes.
A very small amount of any water of any kind has been released from the lakes for farming. So we've really been able to throttle back on releases from Lake Travis and Tom Miller Dam to customers in the lower basin.
Walker also says the lakes benefited from heavy rains along the Gulf Coast in August. Even though the rains never fell in Central Texas, the rain meant there was less need for water to be released downstream from the reservoirs. Forecasters are predicting a wet fall season in Texas, and Walker says he's cautiously optimistic that lake levels will start to rise again in the coming months. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.